Prime Time replay from Money FM 89.3.
This is Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. Now, the Monetary Authority of Singapore will announce up to 2 digital full bank licenses and up to 3 digital wholesale bank licenses catering to SMEs and other non-retail segments by mid-next year. Expected to be a game changer for the banking industry as well as consumers of financial services, digital banks have the potential to reduce costs in the delivery of financial services, yet many technological issues remain. Ahead of the announcement, what else do banks need to take note of as they compete in this rapidly evolving landscape? For a tech giant like AWS or Amazon Web Services, who's dominating the cloud industry, what role does it have to play to help the industry unleash its full potential in Asia and beyond? And can digital banks be the answer to better banking experience for all? We're speaking to Scott Mullins, Head of Worldwide Financial Services Business and Market Development at Amazon Web Services. Scott, thanks for joining us today.
Howie, thanks for having me.
Help us out a bit, though. Decode today's environment, if you will. I mean, evolution is upon us. What needs to be done to prepare, so to speak?
Well, I think you're right. I think in the financial services industry, evolution is underway. I think oftentimes when people think of this evolution, they look to the technology itself as what needs to be done from a preparation perspective. But what we're finding is for most established financial institutions, your traditional players, what needs to be done to actually evolve is actually look at people and process and to make sure that the people and the processes evolve as well as the technology.
But you're not talking just about, say, skill level. You're talking about a change in culture and behavior. What does that look like?
Yeah, it all goes together. So it starts with skills for sure to make sure that the people that you have on staff today have the right skills to use new technologies, that they have the experience to do that. It also involves bringing in new people to the teams to make sure that you're adding the right skills that you may not have on hand. And then it can also mean a change in approach or process. And sometimes people say culture to describe that in a nutshell. And what that really means is moving from, say, a waterfall type development process to a more agile or a continuous integration and continuous deployment type of development model where you can move much more quickly as an organization to deliver product to market faster.
And of course, data everywhere. We have to talk about data. It's been called the new oil, the new gold. How intrinsically, though, does data come into play here? And talk us through, say, management of data quality and also data governance.
Well, in the financial services industry, data is the lifeblood of the industry. I actually read a fantastic article right before I jumped on with you. It was talking to the head of digital innovation at HSBC, and he was talking about the fact that at financial institutions, all processes are really data-driven. It's not like an airline or a company where you're moving products and goods around. You're talking about data. Transactions are really data at this point. And so data is highly important in the financial services industry, and making sure that the quality of data is at the highest quality is super important. And that's why I think you see organizations turning to data organizations, specifically around building data lakes. And obviously, AWS offers a number of services in this area. We have a tool that we call Lake Formation that helps institutions easily build data lakes to organize their data. And then obviously layering on top of that tools to actually do data analytics, whether that's traditional big data analytics or with machine learning.
So you hit one buzzword there. Of course, AI might be the other, because these new tools will help to alter transformation and innovation roadmaps for banking institutions. But currently, banking institutions, financial services, businesses, how well placed are they to embrace this sort of data lake formation that you were talking about to get into the quality of the data that they need? It's not just about any old data. And of course, thereafter, data governance.
Yeah, and I think one of the wonderful things about where we are today and how we're working with financial institutions is that ML and AI are no longer just buzzwords. You know, those two technologies have been around in some way, shape, or form for decades, and we've been talking about them for decades. But if you look back over those decades, machine learning was actually really only accessible to organizations that had a deep investment in data science and data scientists. And if you look at some of the things that we're offering today, like Amazon SageMaker, that is actually a tool for machine learning that actually helps democratize machine learning. You don't need a deep team of data scientists to actually apply machine learning to your data sets. With SageMaker, you can actually use that particular tool to do data modeling and actually train models to actually apply machine learning directly. I think what you're going to see as a trend as we go forward is organizations continuing to use these tools to both democratize machine learning and make artificial intelligence much more applicable to the industry.
We're speaking with Scott Mullins, head of worldwide financial services business and market development at Amazon Web Services. Scott, what might the bank of tomorrow look like? Can we even predict it?
Well, we can always try to predict it, can't we? We might not be.
What does the crystal ball say?
Well, let me take a brief look into that crystal ball. I think as you look at financial institutions of the future that are customer-facing, retail-facing, so retail banks or retail insurers or retail trading platforms, I think you're going to see a focus on customer experience, and that the differentiation that institutions are going to be able to bring to the market is in the experience that they offer to their customers. I've had the opportunity to be here in Singapore this week at the Singapore FinTech Festival. Obviously, this is the fourth iteration of that. And I've been able to walk through the Expo Center and look at all of the different iterations of customer experience that financial institutions here are bringing to the market. And I'm very excited about that. A lot of that is being driven by the new digital banking licenses that are being put up by MAS. And obviously, MAS is very forward-thinking in bringing that to the market here. You're also seeing that coming to markets like Malaysia and Thailand here in Southeast Asia. And so I think that's going to be something that drives forward a focus on differentiating yourself in the market by deepening the engagement with customers and the experiences that you provide them.
And of course, evolving banking and financial services companies are only as good as their workers. How can their employees, though, in the sector prepare themselves for this future, which might not be very clear right now?
Well, I think it's all about skills. I think it's about making sure that as an employer, that you're providing your employees and your staff with the opportunity to learn new skills and to develop muscle memory around using new technologies. I think it's also, as an employee, having the wherewithal to understand that it's important to have these skills and to learn to operate new technologies. In fact, if you look at some of the larger organizations around the world, I'll use JP Morgan as an example. They were recently in the press where they've asked their traders to learn coding languages as they come on board and they're first year analysts. And so I think that's going to be a continued trend where you see a blending of both business focus as well as the application of technology directly into the business. And I think you'll see more and more organizations asking their business focused resources to learn new technology skills.
Hey, man, if the Prime Minister of Singapore can do it, I better get on it, right? Coding.
You and me both.
Yeah. Scott Mullins, Head of Worldwide Financial Services Business and Market Development at Amazon Web Services. Actually, before you go, Scott, what was the last thing not work-related you learned?
What was the last thing not work-related that I learned? Well, you know, I'm actually going to give you the very last thing. We were debating on the taxi ride over, what year did the movie Terminator come out? I was wrong. I guessed 1989. 84.
What?
Yes. So we were talking about the latest Terminator movie. You asked, by the way. I'm giving you the honest answer. 1984 was the first Terminator.
So we both learn a new thing every day.
You learn something new every day.
Scott, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Howie. It was a pleasure to be with you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.